Hey guys, it's Shell, your rolling MC, and this is Hitting the Streets podcast show. Welcome to Hitting the Streets podcast show. Hitting the Streets is a series of interviews giving you the insider's look at the small businesses, entrepreneurs, nonprofit organizations, and events in the North Texas area. You can find all episodes of Hitting the Streets on Anchor, Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. And if you like what you're hearing, you can follow Hitting the Streets on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok. For more information about Hitting the Streets podcast, you can visit my website at www.hittingthestreetspodcast.com. And now, on with the show. Hey guys, this is Shell, your rolling MC, and I am the mouth on the mic of Hitting the Streets podcast show. Today on the show, I have Cindy Salem, who is the president of Denison Arts Council. Please introduce yourself, Cindy.
Well, hi, Shell. Thanks so much for having me on today. I am about a 15-year resident of Denison, and this year I did take over the role of the president of the Denison Arts Council.
That's amazing. So can you tell the audience just a little bit about what the Denison Arts Council do?
Sure. We were founded in 1983, so we've been around for quite a long time. And we serve North Texas to promote the arts and to educate and provide opportunities. We also are fortunate that we're the supervisors of the Cultural Arts District for Denison. Mm-hmm. And that includes all forms of culture. It can be art, performing art, film, but it also is bringing art to the community to increase the economic base, mm-hmm. even museums or dance or anything along that. And so we maintain that designation in the city. And then we try to promote tourism, art tourism for our area.
Yeah, I know we were talking the other day, you have an art walk and wine.
We do. That's okay. Right. Yeah.
Coming up. So that's exciting.
Yeah. Every spring for over 20 years, there's been some version of an arts festival in Denison. Mm-hmm. And the past few years, with the exception of one, I think.
Well, we know what year that was.
Yeah. We have had what is now the Art Walk and Wine. Gotcha. And our next event, next time we're going to do that, is May 21st. And we're really excited. We're doubling the size this year. Mm-hmm. In the past, and I hope some of you listening will be glad to hear that we have sold out weeks before the event. And this year, we are not limiting tickets. So everybody jump in. The first 600 people will get the logoed bag and a wine glass. Mm-hmm. For $30, you get 10 tasting tickets mm-hmm. To the wineries. And throughout the festival, we have music on the streets. We have artists demonstrating in the businesses. And importantly, you get a chance to see not only the great businesses that you know in Denison, mm-hmm. I think we have four or five brand new ones this year. So that's going to be a really fun festival.
That sounds awesome. I have been going. I don't think I've been going 20 years, but I know I have been going there since they started. And if I remember, it was tents.
It was in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And I remember going through the tents and going through each stop within the tents versus up and down Main Street.
That's one of the changes we made. And, you know, it will continue to evolve.
Yeah.
At times, it was at Katy Depot. It was called Art and Rhine Renaissance.
That's right. It was called the Renaissance.
And they collected posters. And then we did the big tent in the park.
Yeah.
It's been fun to kind of change with the business environment. This is also an evening event. We start at 5 p.m. We go until 9 p.m.
Okay, that's good to know. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Oh, me. Well, as I said, my husband and I moved here about 15 years ago. He bought property. We were living in Memphis, but I'm from Oklahoma City, and he was from Dallas. And we knew living in Memphis that there would be a point that we would kind of come back home. Mm-hmm. So once our daughter graduated and kind of flew the nest a little bit, he started looking for property as a developer. I gave him a rule that we would be within 1 hour of the airport. We almost made it, but you know the Dallas area, and that was really hard to do. And so we he found the property, and the people that knew me at the time knew I really struggled with this because, you know, you have what you like, and we got you had great people and friends in Memphis. And we would drop in when I'd come in. I worked out of town a lot, and I fly in. We'd come up, I'd look at the property, and then we'd go back to his parents' house, and it was horrible looking. I mean, it was a cow pasture with trees all over it. Didn't look like a development. I'm like, I'm leaving my great life, and I got to move into this farm. So one day, true story, one day we said, okay, let's plan enough time for you to see Denison. You're going to love it. We'd never done it. I mean, like in 6 months, because I was coming in about once a month, and he was living here most of the time and going back and forth every other weekend. So we literally drove downtown and started walking. And one of the first buildings I went into, if for the old timers in town, was Mike Williams Glass shop. He was a stained glass artist. Stained glass. Mm-hmm. And he and his wife were just incredibly welcoming. And then as I worked my way around the block and met a couple of others, I landed at Mary Karam's gallery.
Mary Karam.
And once again, just kind of went home going, I can do this. Mm-hmm. And those people became really good friends. And
that's
good. So that's good. Now, once we landed here, it felt like home.
Now, the other day when we were talking, didn't you say you did, you play the piano?
I do play the piano. Yeah. I started when I was about 5.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And my original goal going to nursing school was to have a major in nursing and a minor in music. So my freshman year I tried. If you know much about nursing school, it's like 132 planned hours. Mm-hmm, so unless you want to go longer than 4 hours. Mm-hmm. And I just couldn't manage all the practice hours that it took. So I dropped my minor pretty early on. Mm-hmm. And it was always a hobby. So as an adult, I'll often on take lessons. I haven't done it but once here.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's still my go. Never taught. Never taught, just for me.
Yeah. I know it was good to hear. I took piano too for 8 years. And I feel like that's the reason why I'm so great at 10 touch key.
Oh, no,
I'm great
me too.
At keyboard.
Oh,
I'm great at that just because of my piano.
I aced
skills.
Typing. Yes, yeah. I took typing.
I aced it. 10 touch key, I aced it. I'm like, yeah, because I took piano for 8 years.
Well, the flip side is I read. I'm very bad at ear. I was taught classically. And so I read music.
Yes.
I can sight read pretty well. But I just don't have that gift very well. Sometimes I can find it, but
I read too. I read music. I was taught by the name just left me. Durr. Can I think of his name? My goodness. And I tried to play by ear and then could never pick it up. So it just was not my forte. So I played a lot of the classical music Mozart is one of my favorite.
I think he's to most of us are classically trained. He's fun to play. Yeah.
Yeah, he's very fun to play. So let's talk a little bit about the Denison Arts Council. So what other events or programs that you guys do?
Sure. The next one coming up is actually sponsored by the city of Denison. Mm-hmm. It's Doc Holliday.
Yes.
And this is another event that's had different iterations over the many years, but it's been Saints and Sinners for a few years and then Doc Holliday. I don't know, maybe Donna could correct me, 4 or 5 years. This is a hugely fun event. The families love it. It goes all through Main Street. They bring in reenactors. They have gunfights. They have performers, a lot of people in costume and the civilians that come dress up. Mm-hmm. Also allow a little steampunk theme. Mm-hmm. And what the Arts Council's doing again this year, we've done it before, is we're doing an artist village where you actually can come in and watch people do everything from calligraphy of the time, making books, spinning yarn, making a guitar, painting landscapes, which was their photography at the time. So you can come in and see these artists actually doing what they did.
Right.
And then we're going to have a really fun section called The Spoken Word from 10 to 1.
Yes. And that's something that Jean Roke, you guys, her and I have been working together. And I know you guys have seen this on my Facebook page, the Connect and Create. And it's so funny, Jean. If you guys know Jean, she's very soft-spoken. And her and I were talking and she was telling me about this fun thing that she's doing with the Denison Arts Council. And I was like, really? So she was telling me about the spoken word and reading and everything. And then she goes, and you're going to MC, right? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, Jean. She just slid one in on me, y'all. And I just thought that was so funny. So we're going to be a part of that. We're going to be a part of the spoken word. Jean has found some amazing information and books for us to read. One of them particularly is Bass Reeves, and I think that's just good. I'm happy about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of history about him. And then I'm going to come in and do Stagecoach Mary. If you don't know anything about that lady, you guys need to look that up. And then we're going to have some other key people, keynote speakers are going to come in. And then we're going to have music by Matthew Key. So it's going to be really fun from 10 to 1. And Jean is going to be making books, y'all. And if you've never worked with her, that is your prime opportunity to work with Jean. She's creative. She's great. I've made books with her before, and it's really a neat idea. I like how she does that. So what else? What other event, guys, did you guys have?
I want to do a pitch for the kids at Doc Holliday, because if anybody's listening that has kids, not only is the fun part, the kind of cowboy and Indians, because we're really focused on the 1880s. This year is Denison's 150th anniversary. But they also have a great scavenger hunt for the children, and they can go around. There's a petting zoo. There's people in costume there to meet an authentic character, learn something new.
Oh, that's cool.
And so for those of you with parents that want to participate, that's a really fun thing to do as well. The scavenger hunt that's set up. We hang art at the city hall. It's a really nice way for artists to get to display, and we're trying to do 6 this year. If you've ever paid a water bill or gone and gotten your recycling receipt, it's across the hall from that. So when you go in City Hall, it's around. It is a wonderful place to see galleried art in a free location, really accessible to the public. We also have the big festival that we do is Dia de los Muertos in the fall.
The Day of the Dead,
yes, the Day of the Dead. This is our 12th or 11th year. Mm-hmm. It's going to be November 5th. The actual holiday typically falls on the first or second.
Mm-hmm.
But this year we're really blowing it out and having a whole week long of activities. We're bringing in a Selena Gomez tribute band that is really very popular. She's come many years.
Oh, that's going to be great.
And so lots of music and dancing and art and children's activities. It truly is going to be the biggest and best ever.
I've gone a couple of times. You guys had these huge, massive puppets.
Oh,
that was just so cool. My granddaughters love it. And then you guys had, one year you guys had the Floricle dancers with all those pretty dresses.
They're coming again, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was so pretty just to see what they were doing in their dance art, so to speak.
We have one of the biggest local collections, local being the state, of what's called giant puppets. Steve Black is a professor for many, many years at Grayson County College, and he was an art professor, and he became passionate about these paper mache puppets and giant puppets in particular, which have a niche to them. And over the years, we have collected more than 30. So it is really quite the showcase. We have really quite the puppet culture here. People don't know. But the puppets, we get calls to have our puppets go places. We're not quite set up for that. But you will soon be able to see the puppets because we're opening our own gallery. And that's going to be on 517 Main Street.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're excited. It'll have art from artists local and from all around. I mean, we're even willing to bring in people and introduce them to Denison and Grayson County and Sherman. An artist from San Antonio might be thinking about coming up here. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have a few of our puppets on display there as well.
I've sent that to some of my friends, and some of my friends have already submitted their application. So, yes, and they're from here, from this area.
Excellent,
so, yeah, that's great. So, have you had any challenges? So, I know we've gone through the COVID thing. Have you had any challenges, and how did you overcome those?
Well, I think our biggest challenge is not, I didn't ever say this, but we're a nonprofit and we have been from the beginning.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One challenge we don't have, which is really important, is the city graciously funds us with a percentage of the hotel and tourism tax called the hot tax. And we try to be very good stewards of that money. But there's so many things we can do that we're always looking for ways to expand our resources. Our number one resource we need more of is people. So we are looking this year to be more organized about our volunteer base and getting people involved.
Okay.
Our board of directors really shrunk down during the pandemic. It was a difficult time to meet. You couldn't do your activities. So a lot of reasons. So we're building that back up to kind of get to full steam. We're a little less than half what we could be right now. And then building up our community leaders that want to be involved in the arts. It's going very well. People are happy to be out again.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you know, our whole area up here is booming. Mm-hmm. And so we have so much opportunity. We know when we put on an event, if we advertise it right, we're going to get participation. Mm-hmm. We're going to mm-hmm. get excitement and energy. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we're doing things and nobody's coming. Mm-hmm. We need people to help us do the things.
Right.
So that's right. probably my, our whole number one resource is people interested in being involved. And so looking for volunteers, it's denisonarts@gmail.com is okay. an easy way to get a hold of it, or any director that sure. you know.
And they can follow your page on Facebook.
Oh yeah. Thanks for that. Yeah. 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 Okay. We have a Facebook page. Oh, and I forgot, we have a Texoma film series.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up.
I almost forgot.
Yes, I saw that. Mm-hmm. And you guys have kind of been doing, y'all did an interaction.
Yeah.
So I think that is, I haven't been able to go because I think you guys have it during the time I'm doing shows too, but I've seen some of those and they've been some of my favorite movies. So how does that work? That's something new. I haven't seen that before,
well,
right?
Here's the interesting part. It's not new. Okay. They've been doing it for years, but it was at the public library and it just didn't have a big draw. Gotcha.
Okay.
And so last year, Cindy Brown, who's one of our directors, mm-hmm. moved it into Ivanhoe Ale Works.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And, mm-hmm. you know, you can have a meal, you can yep. have a drink. Yep. And the folks there are really very supportive. And so we choose a theme for one of 4 months. We do February and March. And then we do September and October. And so every Thursday, we choose a theme. This year, the two themes that we chose, the first month we did documentaries. Mm-hmm. And the film goers loved it. We got really positive response from that. And we chose 4 films. We were weathered out for 2 of them. And so we're showing them now.
Oh, gotcha. Sure.
So like tonight is Bill Cunningham, mm-hmm. New York. He's a photographer. Last week was Finding Sugar Man, which mm-hmm. is outstanding. Anybody should watch it. And then the second month we did comedy horror. It was great fun.
Young Frankenstein.
We did. It was what? Most people came to Young Frankenstein. They were awesome. We had a great yes. time. And we treat it like a book club. We do a little talk okay. beforehand. Just sure. fun facts about the movie, things you don't know. Watch the movie, and then we have a little discussion group afterwards.
That's cool. I love that. Oh my God. I have to make
sure really fun.
I share all that information because we're big movie goers. You know what mm-hmm, I mean? Mm-hmm. And I saw that happening and I talked to Susan Hamilton and she was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so much fun. I think you guys did Ghostbusters.
We did.
There were so many of them mm-hmm. that I just like, oh, this is going to be fun. I like that.
Yeah. We've tried each season, fall or spring, to pick one interactive. And so
oh, gotcha.
Ghostbusters was our interactive
one
this
yeah.
time.
All right. So is there anything else, Cindy, that you would like to tell our audience? I know we've kind of talked about several different things. Is there anything else that you would like to share?
Oh, gosh, I think we hit it all. Again, anybody that like to be involved, there are so many ways from, you know, working 1 hour to help register people to actually taking on whole committees. So there's a real wide range. We can take people that just have a few hours in any age group. You know, kids can volunteer and help out. All the way to you've got all day to spend, you know, mm-hmm. with us. So don't let your own, you know, thinking I just don't have enough to give. Mm-hmm. You certainly don't have to be an artist. I'm not, you know, I mean, okay, I play piano, but the rest of them have me all beat. I'm a nurse, right? Okay. I was in the medical field for 45 years.
I was going to say that's the art within itself.
Well, it's its own art. So you don't have to be an artist. You don't have to be quote connected. Anybody can come.
Gotcha.
It's a fantastic group of people and the community is always supportive. So
all right. So what is your, give us your website again and your Facebook page. And I know you have an Instagram. Give those, that information out one more time. Before
sure. I don't know the Instagram. The Facebook is Denison Arts. Okay. And then we're working on our website right now.
Okay.
So don't log on, but it will be denisonartscouncil.org.
Okay.
So that'll be here very soon.
Okay.
And then of course our email is denisonarts@gmail.com.
Okay.
And those are always ways to get a hold of us.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being on the show, guys. Doc Holiday is April the 30th, and that is coming up next week, as a matter mm-hmm. of fact. So you guys make sure you follow their page so you can stay updated as well. Thank you, Cindy, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Shel.
All right, guys, this is me, your Rolling MC. Catch another episode on Hitting the Streets.